This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's only 97 out.
Oh.
I mean, if it's only 97, we've got it made.
Compared to what you have been under, it's like you almost need a jacket.
That's right. I mean, 97 seems so much better than 106 and 108. And you know, the other day, one day, it was actually 112.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was 112. And they put out heat alerts, people to stay inside, no, not go outside, you know, how dangerous it was. And it was like a 24-hour period. They were saying, do not go outside.
Wow.
It was that bad.
You know, it's got to break at some point. We keep telling ourselves it's coming. This can't go on forever. But, boy, I'm starting to wonder, you know.
I am, too. And we haven't had any rain in how long? When did we talk about rain last? How many months ago? Three?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Was it May when it rained?
I think so. It was early spring. I know that.
Yeah, in the spring we had a lot of rain, and we haven't had any. I've looked at people's yards. Everybody's yards are turning brown here. I mean, I just don't know what to think. And my lawnmower guy was very polite the other day. He said, maybe we should wait on mowing. I mean, in other words, there is anything here left. I mean, the sprinkler is not keeping up with it. Yeah. Trees are looking bad. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Bushes are not looking good. And remember, we just replaced all of this. You know, when we last year, you know, when all that happened. And then when it froze in February, we replaced bushes. And now I'm not sure what we're going to do.
I don't know, because it's like you had the heat wave, and then you replaced all the stuff, and then it's like, okay, now we're good to go for a while, and then here we go into this summer, and now it's just like, glool, it happened all over again. So now it's almost like you start to wonder to yourself, well, do we put in like plastic grass and plastic trees?
I'm thinking that. I'm already thinking about that. Let's roll out the carpet and just carpet it with fake grass. I mean, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It would look good all year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be great.
I mean, it's just a little much when the rose bushes are dying. But I've had rose bushes 3 years later come back. So I was going to leave them. In case we got enough water, you know, that something would happen. But the lawn people took them out. They're already gone.
Really?
Oh. They just jerked them right out.
Oh.
So, yeah. So now they will have to be replaced.
No, surprise.
but you don't want to do it in the heat.
No.
You know, I think we wait on that till there's water. Because the sprinkler, it acts like it's not even working. And we're doing the sprinkler at night. Which, you know, you don't want to water in the daytime because that hot water on the bushes will kill it.
Yeah.
So people need to realize that.
Mm. Boy, it is just so, so dangerous, you know. And then, you know, the risk of, you know, fires, the risk of death, the risk of heat stroke, the risk of, I mean, there's things that go on that you just don't realize. Then you get to a point where it's just like, at what point will this fever break? And then it just keeps going. And then it becomes part of your normal thing. And then you get to a point where you don't even think about it. It's just part of your daily life. And that's not
you
cool.
Don't think you're going to think about it? How about when you go out the car and you burn your hand trying to get in the car? That is a wake-up call right there. I mean, you know, you go, oh, my gosh, my hand's burning. Then you have to take a towel once you get in the car to do the windows down. I mean, all that metal is just too hot. The steering wheel is hot, and it's leather, and it's hot.
Yeah.
So what the heck?
Jeez.
We're in for it. That's all it is.
Yeah. And then they say, you know, that this winter might be a little bit crazy. I know they said that.
A little bit. They're saying top snow, man.
Yes.
Farmer's Almanac has laid it out. And we're going to have a bad winter right on top of a bad summer.
Yeah. Did you see that? Did you see your Farmer's Almanac predictions?
No, I didn't get to read mine yet.
Yeah. Well, they say that precipitation will be above normal.
Well, and you know, I'm up on a hill, so we'll get all the snow.
Yeah.
A lot of ice. Oh, my gosh.
It's getting almost to where, you know, the summer, no water at all, and then winter, nothing but water. It's either on or off. It's not that consistent, steady thing anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, lots of times in the summer, I can buy hay from farmers. This year, I bought hay one time, can't even find the phone number of the guy, and can't find any hay. I'm having to buy it from the local places, and it's high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A year ago, hay was $145 for the big round bales. Most places now it's $200.
No, really?
Yes, and that's for your good,
Ooh.
Good hay. So, I have to look around and see whose hay is the cheapest, and that's what I buy.
Good Lord, I didn't realize it gone up that much. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it has. And when you've got 15 llamas, it takes a lot of hay.
It does.
Because their grass is gone. You know, they don't have all that good grass to eat. And then we give them nibbies every day and the hay.
They got to eat something.
That's right. And they like nibbies real well. But they don't like the dark one. One time they were out, and so I got the dark pellets. They didn't like those.
Really?
They like the light pellets. Apparently they're a different combination of food. And the light ones, they'll eat all day long. The others, they tried not to eat them. They did, but they didn't like them. And you can tell if a llama likes it.
It's like trying to get kids to eat vegetables, like broccoli.
It's the same thing. Yeah, they're spoiled. We have them spoiled.
Goodness gracious.
And they've always gotten hay, you know, in addition to their grass. So they expect it. And now that the grass has gone bad, they're eating a lot of hay.
Yeah, that's all they got left. There is no grass.
That's right.
Jeez.
Just go and lay down by the hay and lay there and eat it. That's how lazy they are. Just lay by the hay and have a bite.
It's the lazy, hazy days of summer. Of course, this being Labor Day weekend, you know, it's kind of like the unofficial start of fall. So maybe things will turn around a little bit, hopefully.
Well, I'm hoping that starting next week in September, it'll cool down and we can get out more and do other things. Yeah. I know that we would appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be nice. It'd be nice to go outside without having to get a towel to open up the handle of the truck without burning yourself.
That's right.
Get back to
and
life.
And the little kids, you know, the second grader, he's in flag football, and they practice at 6:30 at night.
Yeah. And it's still
because
hot.
Because of the heat. Yeah, but it's cooled down a lot by then. And then I think there was one day it was so bad they couldn't even practice.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
What are some of the big highlights this week? How are things going? What are the headlines?
Well, we've got policies. We just filled one. We're fixing to fill another one. So we do have policies. We have new clients this week that put money with us. they're going to be doing a lot of live settlements with us. The ones that we've got are great. I want to get a bunch of people in them. We have not had any maturities this week. We're still waiting for three to get to the bank that we've been waiting on. We've got one that we can't even get them to answer the phone.
Really?
We've been sitting there for 2 months. They've got everything. I've never known a life insurance company, a huge one, not to answer their phones. They're not answering their phones. They've just suddenly decided they don't have to talk to anybody. I can't believe it. And we're waiting patiently for them to pay their claim. I don't understand it. We've never had anybody not talk to us. Usually we can call them, give them the claim number. They'll give us an update. They'll say, it's going out here, it's going out there. We can't even get anything from them.
Jeez, that's weird.
But but we've got two other claims that are supposed to be in the bank this week. So people will be getting paid on those.
Wow, great. That's fantastic news.
It is. And we're ready to get some new policies done to take you through that. We buy the policy. We bid on it first. And if we get the bid, then we go to contract with the owner. And while the contracts are being done, we fill the policy. So then we send out word, an email to each of these clients and say, here's what's wrong with this person. Here's how long they have to live. Here's the medical. And how much would you like to put in? It's usually we start at $50,000, and go up from there. Because in order to make more money, we like to start at 50. So if they have an account with us, and you have to have an account at Nevada Trust in order to do this. So if it's an IRA, they can put it in. If it's a Roth IRA, if it's a joint account with their wife, they can invest in any of these ways. And again, we use Nevada Trust as the trustee on everything we do. They never make the check to us. We do not handle their money. We've done this since the day we started. And they're a very good trustee, let me tell you. Lots of times somebody will say, Faye, move money from my account, do this. And I'll send in a little notice. And they'll verify it, even though I'm telling them I've got authorization. They'll call the person and say, is this what you want done? So there's a double check on everything we do.
That's cool.
So it keeps everybody honest. It's not like with the brokerage house. That broker can move your money to Timbuktu.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
matter. He's got the authority to do it. And there's no backup. There's not a security check. There's no one saying, let's be sure where he put your money. You know, they didn't take it and put it in his own account. And that doesn't happen very often. But I read every once in a while, this one guy stole $79 million from clients.
Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah, he put all that money in his account instead of theirs.
Mm.
And Morgan Stanley, as far as I know, still hadn't paid off. They need to pay that because it's their fault. They hired him, and if it's your employee, you're responsible.
Wow. How long ago was that?
Anyway, we about 3 months ago.
Oh, and they still hadn't paid it
out? They hadn't paid it as far as I know. But we have all these safeguards for our clients. We've always had them. We're insured. The bank is insured. So we've got everybody covered every way in the world. And when they put the money in, it's 1% a month. So if it's a 16-month, they'll make at least 16 and maybe more. Usually we pay more than what we state. So usually if it's 16 months, you know, we're paying 21%. So usually when you look at it, it's more than what the life expectancy is.
Really?
So, yeah. I thought you knew that.
We haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking. I know we talk about, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's a 21-month policy and it comes in, you know, and say 18, you still get to full 21. We talk about, you know, different times that policies mature and how it doesn't affect, you know, payment. Sometimes we talk about, you know, there's an extra bonus, you know, that'll, not a bonus, I shouldn't say that, but like they'll pay like interest or things like that. There's extra things that'll pop in there, but we don't really talk about that a whole lot, I don't think. We should probably, you know, kind of go into maybe some of the terms.
Okay. Usually, and I had never thought about that, but if it says like 20 months, we may pay 30. If it's 16, we may pay 20 or 21. Usually it's more than what the life expectancy is. Usually it's always more. There's been a few times if it was 12, we could only pay 12. But usually it's a lot more than what the life expectancy is. So when you get the notice from us, you look at the life expectancy, then you look at what we're going to pay, what your profit is. And then the other thing, if it goes over, we tell you what the premium will be, how much it's going to cost you, and it's usually not very much. It used to be a lot. And then we changed all that. We improved all that. So now, I've got people, I saw one the other day, $43 in premium is what they owe.
Wow.
So usually it's not a lot. And when it matures, it goes to the bank, and the bank writes a check to everybody's account. The money's put in everybody's account. Again, the bank handles it. When we have a maturity, the bank gets a certified death certificate. All the papers go in, and then the check comes from the insurance company to the bank. And then the bank puts it in everybody's account. So that's another safety feature. The money goes direct to the bank. Doesn't go drop off anywhere else.
Hmm.
So we've got every kind of safety feature that we can think of.
So there's not really a whole lot of opportunity for anybody really in the entire process to kind of just go rogue and do whatever they want to. Kind of like you were talking about with the stock market with brokers. They can
There is no rogues in this. Uh-uh. You cannot do it. There's no way to do it. Because everything is verified, everything is at the bank pays out, so it keeps everybody's money safe. And, you know, our lawyer was talking to a guy the other day, and he said, do you know the reason Faye has been in business so long?
Hmm.
And I said, no. He said, it's because of the way she does business.
Yeah.
And I had never thought about that. But a lot of these companies that went out of business do not do it like we did. The checks went to them. They played with the money. And did all this. And with us, everything goes to the bank. Doesn't go to us. There's nobody touching your money except the trustee, which is Nevada Trust.
Hmm. And that's a good point. You know, I know we've talked about that before, how the whole process is nicely laid out and it's all secure for people. But really, just the fact that nobody sends you any checks. You don't play around with it, turn it around, do something with it, forward it to somebody. You know, there's none of that.
No.
It goes
it
direct.
It has to go.
Yeah.
When people come to open an account, we say, here's the papers. It's Nevada Trust. Your money's going direct to Nevada Trust. We open an account for them, and that's where it stays, right there in Nevada Trust. And we've been doing business with them a long, long time. They're a good trustee. They handle our money and the client's money very good. And you know, if you want a statement, you can get it from them. You can get it from us. We've upgraded everything, as you know, this new accounting system. And I must apologize. The first invoices went out and they weren't all right. Oh my gosh. It's been a nightmare for last week.
Oh no.
This new system messed up. It sent, some of them got two invoices. Some of them got an invoice wasn't theirs. Anything could go wrong, did go wrong. We've been talking to clients all week, getting this straightened out. So, okay, let me send you the correct invoice. Yes, you only pay one invoice. Oh my gosh. People were calling the office. They were calling Claudia. And we've talked to a lot of people this week.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Some very concerned people.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the new system, and everybody likes this, that they can just put it on automatic, and it'll automatically transfer the premium from your account to Nevada Trust. I have several clients that were writing a lot of checks, and then they had to remember all the checks they'd written. So that eliminates that. One client told me this week, and she knows who she is. She said, "Faye, I quit procrastinating and signed up." And we all do that. People procrastinate. And, you know, lots of times we don't do it till we have to, right?
Yeah.
But this is going to be a lot better because now it will just, they sign up and it will automatically transfer that. And of course, I imagine Philip is verifying everyone I've told him. You know, he's going to be calling them. You know, you signed up, right? Okay. You know, and that's a good thing. The backups and is good in this company because everybody verifies everything.
Yeah, that is good. I mean,
yeah, if you've got an ex-wife, she cannot get in your account, I guarantee. She cannot take money out of it. You know, I've heard horror stories about ex-wives getting money out of your accounts and things. They cannot do it at this company because they would have to have authorization, they would have to have it signed, and then verified.
Wow. So it's really buttoned up. It's really, really, it's a
big. It's buttoned down.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I had a client the other day. It was doing an annuity, and it was a large annuity. And sent Nevada Trust notice that to take this money out of her account, send it to the annuity company. And they, within 15 minutes, they had her on the phone. You know, did you sign that authorization? Yes. So they verify everything.
Wow, that's fantastic. And, that's a big deal for a lot of people.
It is. And if somebody takes money out of their account, people don't realize that. They notify me and say, by the way, this person took this much out of their account.
Wow. So there's another pair of eyes on it.
There's always two or three eyes on everything you do for safety.
Wow. Then that is fantastic. Then this is all worth it then.
I think it is because got so many safety features. It protects you, protects your money and your family.
That's great.
So, yeah, I love that. And everybody has a beneficiary. You can't do this without beneficiaries. So if something happens to you, it goes to the right people.
Hmm.
And sometimes I'm not sure that's the right people. Because, you know, they get their hands on it, and then they go wild, you know. He's dead, I'll build a new house. Oh, I'll build this, I'll do that. And, you know, I don't know how long it'll last. When the men were alive, they had it on spot on. They were making money, they were reinvesting. They had a good cash balance with us. Everything was fine. The wives got it, and you just won't even believe all the things that wives are doing with that money. You know, it's strange.
You would think that they would kind of keep it would be already kind of like set on a good trajectory, and they would just kind of keep going because it's been working for so many years. But that's not the case. A lot of times, something will happen, and they'll just change course.
No, wives have a different idea about everything. They figure if we're doing a good job, a broker can do better.
Oh.
So they put it over there at 100% risk. Doesn't bother them. And I don't know how much they've won or lost, but I have a feeling that it's not worth as much as it was.
You think?
You know?
Wow. Why do people do that? Because you talk about it, you know, sometimes that the horror stories of people are doing really well and they've been in all these policies and made a ton of money. And then all of a sudden something happens and then the wife steps in and completely changes the whole thing. And then you've said a couple of times that wives have come back, haven't they? I think from what
I remember. Yes, we've had some that after they lost a good deal of money, they said, you know, I think maybe I don't need to be in the stock market. Because, you know, first of all, most of them don't have a clue as to what they're invested in. They don't know if they're in blue chips or if they're in penny stocks or if they're in REITs or they in mutual funds. How much have they made? I had a man even tell me this last week. He's putting money with us. I said, well, where do you stand? Well, I don't know, but I think I'm losing money. I said, well, what are you invested in? I'm not sure. I would not be in that situation where I'm not sure what they've got then. I'm not sure how much I've lost. Mm. I don't know. You know, I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
That's just leaving the door wide open.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Louise. So with the life
so people
settlement.
A life settlement, you know, it's steady. You get paid every time that a policy matures. You're making good interest. I think it's a safe way to go with all the ups and downs right now, because the stock market is not steady. You know, it lost a lot, it made a little bit, but overall, what did you make? You know, has it been more downs than up? I would want my money assured, because if you're 60-something years old, you're going to work for a long time if you lose in the stock market.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman tell me the other day, he said, Faye, I'm 73. I think I need to be in something really safe. He said, I want to do annuities now. He said, I've got life settlements, but the rest of my money, I'm going to do annuities. So we set him up. Now I've got a couple other people coming in next week. Again, because of their age, they're going to start doing annuities. And right now, annuities are fabulous. You know, we've got that 12% bonus. You can go up another 7%. Now, if you go up that other 7%, there is a cost to it. It's 95 cents. On your total, on whatever you have invested, is what they charge.
95
but
cents.
It's got a lot of things in it. You not only would get 17% every time you put money in, you'd get 17% up front. Then it had, you can get a rider on it for nursing home care. This rider covers a lot of things. So if you're putting money in every year, it would be a good thing. Because you're going to get that same bonus every year. If you're not going to be adding money to it, the 12% bonus right now would be a good way to start. And then you take whatever you make plus your bonus. You'd be in good shape. But that extra bonus costs a little bit, but it has a lot of good things in it, you know, that people wouldn't have normally.
Annuities, the bonuses in annuities, this is kind of a fairly new thing, isn't it, relatively speaking?
Years ago, they had bonuses. They quit. Times were so bad that people weren't giving bonuses. But now, the company we use, they've got bonuses, some of the best in the country. They've averaged 10% the last 10 years. They did a new deal for me, showing what would make it 6%, 9%, you know, a lot of given factors. And remember, there's 14 choices in this. It's got 14 indexes.
Wow.
That's tremendous. It's really got you spread out. You're diversified, and you should do well. There may be a year you don't make any money, but you never lose money. Every time you make money, it locks it in. And it doesn't go back, which it's not like the stock market. This mirrors the stock market, but it's never directly in the stock market. That's why it's a good, safe investment. It doesn't matter what age you are. An annuity is a good thing. You know, there's some investments we say at a certain age you shouldn't do, but not with an annuity. Because an annuity, you can take lifetime income out of it. It's compound interest. You don't pay taxes till you take it out. What other investment is there in the world where you don't pay taxes till you take it out?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
I mean, it's got a lot of safety features in it. You can take 10% a year out. If you do that extra bonus deal, you can actually, after the third year, take 20% out. So it's got features that I've never seen anywhere else. This is an A-plus rated company. They've been in business over 100 years. And you know, when a company's been in business 100 years, you know they're pretty good. They're a $60 billion company.
Wow.
I mean, it's plenty big enough. It's going to cover you always. They have up reserves on everything they do. They own more than one life insurance company, by the way. And it's owned by a Texas company.
Cool.
This is a Texas company. I never even think to mention that. You're dealing with Texans.
Nice. That's how it should be.
Yes.
Better than people
in
New
Jersey.
That's
the way it should be. That's right. We're not going to New Jersey for anything. Oh, my gosh. That's kind of like that insurance company in New York that has that policy that we haven't been paid on. You know, they're up there in New York, and they've got everything now where you can't contact them because they don't want to deal with us. Don't want to deal with the public. And I've never heard of that in my life.
It's ridiculous. How do you get anything done? Or how do they get
I don't know. And we've now sent a complaint to the State Board of Insurance in New York saying, you know, this company is not even answering their phone.
Ooh.
And they do investigate, by the way. If you ever send in a complaint, they investigate them.
Yeah, it's
not going to look good to them on an investigation just because they don't want to answer the phone and talk to people.
Yeah, that's not a really good reason if you're going to do something hideous, you should probably make it count. And answering your phone is not a good reason to get some dings against you. Wow.
That's right. I mean, who ever heard of an insurance company not answering the phone? Every company we deal with, we can call them, ask the status of a claim. We give them the claim number, and they'll say it's going out next week, this week. And how about the one we just did? This is the best deal of all time. We had a $2 million claim. It paid $259,000 in extra interest.
Yes. Now that's what I'm talking about.
$259,000. Now that got everybody's attention. All those people were very happy campers.
Yeah.
They not only made their profit, they made an extra 6% on top of what they made.
Hmm. That's cool.
I mean, now that's a good company, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
And that $2 million didn't bother them at all. Yeah. They paid like a slot machine, and it's amazing.
And, you know, doing business just to do good business and the right thing is you don't find that very often. And so when you do, it really kind of stands out, especially when it has a price tag like that attached to it. So that's cool.
Yeah. And we've got those old policies. We mention them every once in a while. Somebody said to me, sent me a message this week, Faye, do you know how many years it's been? I said, I know it well. I'm helping pay on it. So I know that everybody needs that done. I sent Flint to South Carolina over the weekend to check on the man. Nobody's heard from him for 3 years. He found him, talked to him on the phone. He didn't get in the house because his wife wasn't there. Remember, he's 91.
Yeah.
And we think he's bedridden. Now we're going to have to verify that. But now that we've got phone numbers finally, you know, we can do a lot of verification. But we believe there was a nurse there with him, and the nurse wouldn't talk to us.
Really?
She wouldn't tell us anything. No. A man she'd been told not to. I don't know.
So he actually went, got on a plane and went there.
Got on a plane, flew to South Carolina for us.
Wow.
Was there all day Sunday. He went out to the address that these people had given us. The house is not even finished. They started this house last year. Looks to me like they're not even doing anything on it. Why would someone 91 be redoing a house?
Good Lord.
And they were downtown in a townhouse.
Really?
Yes. And Flint was checking all day, tracking them, you know. But the wife wasn't there. If the wife had been there, he would have got more information. But she was gone, so he didn't get as much information as he needed.
Hmm.
So now we're going to be on it. But we've got their phone number now. Haven't had that all this time.
Oh, cool.
They were originally in Florida when we bought his policy. But then he disappeared. Nobody knew where he was.
Wow. That's quite
an
impressive.
We found out it was South Carolina. Wow. It's Aiken, South Carolina.
Interesting. Boy, there's an awful lot of detective work that goes on. I'm very impressed.
Well, I mean, it's a $5 million policy. We have to keep up with him.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, so we're doing our part. People have been inquiring, and I couldn't tell them because I didn't know. And some silly company had the audacity to give us an LE on him and said, we think he's got 3 years, but we haven't talked to him in 3 years. Now, that's not an L.E. That's a guess deal. I guess this will happen because it's in my imagination. I mean, that's what it amounts to.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't want that company to ever send me another L.E.
No.
Because they do not know what the heck they're talking about.
It's like flipping a coin.
But we are on it, and when you've got policies with us, we are going to check on them. We are going to find them. We're going to do everything we can to let you know how they're doing. And North Star is our new company that's doing all this for us. North Star is checking on everybody every week. Every week. And so far, they're the one that found us that $2 million policy we just got in. North Star is the one that found that death.
Jeez. Everybody every week.
Yes, they're going to check on them every week.
Wow.
To see where they are, make sure they have not passed away and we don't know it.
That's
so
impressive.
I think we'll get more, everything a lot better. We're going to certainly get it faster.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So we fired that other company, not only for the fact that we weren't getting our deaths on timely, they were forgetting other things too. So, we've gotten rid of them, and
wow, then this is a big step forward.
Hopefully, things will be a lot better.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a big step forward. Between the new accounting system that failed us last week to this. Oh, my gosh.
Once it's fixed, though, I'm sure it'll be great.
It is, because it's automatic. It'll do things. You push a button and you say, send out all these invoices. Tell them this. It'll do it. But it just didn't work this first time. It sent out two or three invoices. You know, some people got the wrong one.
Oh,
yeah, it got excited and just started sending things out. But, you know, it usually takes us to do all of our billing takes 2 weeks. Now, the other thing that people don't realize is before they ever pay the premiums, we've already paid them. We pay them 3 months before you do. So when we send out these invoices, we need to get them in because we've already been out the money. We've already paid it. We pay it first. I don't know why. I never have figured out why we pay the premiums first, then they don't pay us for 3 months. That doesn't make sense.
You're the boss. You can change that. You have the power.
I need to figure out how to change that, where they pay it as it comes due.
Yeah, like in real time, yeah. Current.
In real time, they'd have to pay it earlier than what they're doing now, let me tell you.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you're just making all kind of improvements. But your phone, I'm sure, blew up this past week, though.
It did. I mean, every time I looked, there was a call from somebody. They were talking to Flint. They were talking to Jim. They were talking to Claudia. Claudia's going, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Oh, that's.
You know, she gets excited about these things.
It makes for good stories, though.
It does. That's right.
Oh, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com, has a lot of great information.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about the old outlaws of the past.
Ooh, cool.
Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, all these old-time outlaws. All these hotels are redoing them. They're bringing all this information back. It's a good selling point. It's interesting. And they're reminding us of all the things all these guys did. Big bank robbers, all this stuff. A lady named Heather Miles has bought the True Country Inn in Brady.
Ooh.
And she has a Bonnie and Clyde room. And on a Saturday night, everything's in full swing. And she has a big ballroom. Her hotel is fully booked. Now, this is in Brady, Texas.
Wow.
And Brady's known as the heart of Texas because of where it's located. And Bonnie Parker was born in Rowena, which is just down the road, in 1910. I didn't remember all that. But this lady, Miles, she was a honky-tonk singer. She's the owner of the True Country Inn. She designed each room of this 1923 hotel with its own theme. She just got it finished. And she points out the original carved window doors and windows. It's taken her 7 years. She's painstakingly restored the interior. She replumbed it, rewired it, and uncovered its original black and white Greek key pattern tile.
Really?
You remember the black and white old tile?
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Now, she was a honky-tonk singer, and she played with Dwight Yoakam and Merle Haggard.
Really?
Yeah, she was a big honky-tonk singer, and she retired and bought this. Her dad taught her construction. So anyway, she talks about the past in the 1930s. It was a gambler's hangout. Someone was shot here over a poker game that went bad. It was as well as the discreet working quarters of a local madam. They had a madam named Pearl. And then, of course, it was a hideout for Bonnie and Clyde. And she said there's no doubt that Bonnie and Clyde was there. All the locals have the same stories. They passed it down from their grandparents. Bonnie's cousin worked at the hotel. She was a switchboard operator. So they say when the couple's car broke down near Brady, they called the switchboard, and the cousin sent him a cab to bring him to the hotel. Back in the 30s, Brady, Texas, had a taxi service.
Really?
And one 30s? Lady operated it. And she often boasted how she had dropped Bonnie and Clyde at the hotel, and they tipped her really good, she said. But just because it didn't make the newspapers doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's one of the few hotels that claims that all the desperados stayed there. Now, we've got the Stockyards Hotel in Fort Worth. The Baker is under renovation in Mineral Wells. Both assert that Bonnie and Clyde's were their guests. And then you've got Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh.
He was a mobster from Memphis. And his famous deal was in 1933. He kidnapped Charles Urschel, the Oklahoma oilman. And he hid out in the Crazy Water Hotel in Mineral Wells. And then the bank robber John Dillinger, he laid low at the Gardner Hotel in El Paso.
Really?
And all these small towns have stories to tell, claiming that their grandmother was walking down the road and Bonnie and Clyde drove up and stopped and talked to them.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fort Worth author Jeff Gunn has just written a book, Go Down Together, and it's considered the gold standard of historical accuracy on Bonnie and Clyde. And he says there's a lot of mythology, but the truth is Bonnie and Clyde did stay in a lot of small communities, although they liked to go out to these isolated farm communities, pay the old farmer that was poor, and stay with him. And, you know, I've heard that in Dallas, I know my husband's family said that Bonnie and Clyde stayed with their cousin in Dallas.
Really?
And paid him a lot of money. Yeah. So a lot of people have a lot of stories about it.
Well, that's cool.
And now then, the True Country Inn has got guests as far away as New York City and Canada. Can you imagine? I mean, most of us don't think much of this. You know, it's just legend. But people in Canada and New York are coming. The True Country Inn is full, you know.
Boy.
They say there was a murder at the hotel in Brady. There's bullet holes still in the gambler's suite.
Really? Ooh, cool.
Yes. Yeah. And then they said it makes a good draw for ghost hunters. They tell the story that there was a small female ghost writing poetry and walking down the long hallway.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder.
You know.
you can like stay in a room that's like haunted and like you wake up to a ghost or something. That'd be cool.
And they say, oh, Phil Garrett, the former attorney for Palpinto County, he's now a self-described historian. He says there's no doubt that Sheen Gunn Kelly came through their town. The kidnapper took refuge at Mineral Wells Hotel that once housed celebrities and health people. And they say, Garrett tells this, and the mother's now 90. She ran the hotel called the Grand Courts. She says she clearly remembers that Machine Gun Kelly stayed in room 8. He had $70,000 of his kidnapping money with a man in Coleman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so all of them have stories to tell about the long-time crazy people. And Machine Gun Kelly, of course, was a mobster, you know, that he couldn't hide very well. And he was arrested in 1934, a few months before Bonnie and Clyde were gunned down in Louisiana. And they say Dillinger checked into the El Paso Gardner Hotel. The Gardner opened in 1922, and it's their oldest hotel in El Paso.
Wow.
And they say he took over the hotel and partied. He always had a woman with him. And the bellboy, this elderly bellboy, said he told that Dillinger checked in with a woman under the alias of James D. Ball, lingered there with his mobsters for 3 months. They played cards, drank beer, and ate liver sausage all day. I doubt that about the liver sausage. I don't know about that. But they've remodeled all these old hotels. They've got all the gangster stories. And it's made a comeback. It's a big deal now. If all these gangsters stayed at your hotel, people want to come from far and wide and hear about it and see about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bonnie and Clyde are our most famous. You know, they robbed every bank there was. And if they liked the bank, they'd go back and rob it twice, if you remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I've seen pictures of that old car. I can't imagine it was racing up down the highways, but it was.
Yeah. Boy,
I guess they kept it in good working order.
Evidently. I mean, that would just be so cool to go and stay in one of these places. Especially, I really want to go see the True Country Inn, because especially if it's just been all like restored and there's like original architecture that's in there and all that, that would be so, I would imagine it'd probably be almost like stepping back in time. I'm just guessing.
It is, because she's restored it just like it was. Every room has got a big theme from the mobsters. The wood, the carved doors, she's redone all of this. And I can't believe it. Now, she's 100% booked. How did people find out about these hotels, that the mobsters had stayed there and that they've all been redone?
I don't know.
That's three that have been redone here in Texas to its original beauty. And they've got all the storytelling going on. Then the guy from Fort Worth has written that book.
Man, I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's almost like they restore these places, bring them back to life, and people just like flock to them. I don't understand how they even knew.
I don't know either, because I would have never thought about it. I just happened to find it, and I go, my gosh, that's interesting that, you know, the bullet holes are in the wall. They didn't take them out. They left them.
Yeah.
This older guy came by, and they were shocked when he told them about that he carried John Dillinger's suitcases up to his room.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, this in the 30s. I didn't even know we had bellboys in the 30s. I guess I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it seems like it's so far away or so long ago, it almost seems like nearly impossible to still have firsthand stories. You know, people or their you know, parents, you know, did something with these people or were involved and or, you know, whatever the case is. It just seems like it would be, you know, so far removed, it'd be like ancient history and like legend at this point. But it's still, you've almost got firsthand stories. And so that's, you know, I mean, that's cool stuff.
And she redid it just like it was. She didn't make it some fancy place. She made it exactly like it was in the 30s. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So that would really be nice to see what these old hotels really looked like in the 30s, because especially the one in El Paso, sounds like it was really first class.
Yeah. And, oh, it kind of fascinates me how these people are, you know, trying to hide out, yet they bring in their whole gang of people, and they're partying,
right,
and playing cards and being loud. It's like, you're not really hiding very well that way. I'm just guessing.
They said John Dillinger wasn't. Now, Bonnie and Clyde would never sign the register. They never signed in that they were there. They pretended like they weren't. But now John Dillinger was different. He signed in. I mean, you know, he wanted everybody to know he was in town. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But it's interesting. A great part of our history that everybody should know about.
Yeah. Boy, it would be really great to just go and stay in all of these places, or just, you know, pick one weekend, another weekend, and that would just be really, really cool.
And there'll be a lot of storytelling. There'll be people that'll tell you that their ancestors, their grandmother, their mother, you know, knew these people, worked at the hotel, did something for them. And how about the lady that was Bonnie and Clyde's cousin?
Yeah.
She owned the taxi stand.
Yeah.
And actually went and got them and brought them to the hotel when their car broke down.
Wow. It's fascinating to me. It's really, really cool. And I'm glad that they're keeping a lot of the historical aspect of it. A lot of people would, you know, fill in the old bullet holes, or, you know, revamp this or up. I know you have to do like the plumbing and the wiring to get it up to code for safety and all that. But as far as the aesthetics, you know, a lot of people would put in, you know, maybe something a little bit more modern, or we're going to replace this. We'll leave that picture there. That was there, but we're going to redo everything. The fact that they kept so much intact is really, really cool. That's just...
Oh, and they made a theme for each room. That's what's going to be neat, because you're going to get to see which outlaw or whichever it was that they did.
Yeah.
You know, as they make... for each thing.
Wow, how cool. I think they're all really interesting. I think True Country Inn is probably, that's the one I'm most interested in going to see. So really cool. Road trip coming, I can see that. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I could just imagine the vibe in those places. That would be really...
Yeah, I think it'd be exciting to go there. People are talking about it. They're looking at the different rooms. They're looking at the lobby. I think it'd be a great deal.
Yeah, it would. We should talk about risks for either, probably both, annuities, and I don't think there really are any. But also, we'll start, though, with the risk with the life settlement. So what is the biggest...
Okay, the greatest risk is it could go over, and you will have to pay premiums till it matures. So you need to know that up front. The second risk is it is not liquid till it matures. It becomes liquid when it matures, and the money is put in your bank. You can do anything you want. If you need to make an RMD at the end of the year, you can do it out of your account. I don't think we mention that sometimes. Then the other risk is minimal. The only risk is that you might not make money one year with your annuity, but overall, it's averaged 10% the last 10 years.
Wow.
Because I had them do me a 10-year deal on one of the annuities. I don't know what the others made, but I know this one averaged 10%. And that's, they took each year what it made, averaged it out. And annuities are the safest thing. Because you're going to get lifetime income. You know, the interest locks in once a year. You do not pay taxes till you take it out. How many investments in the whole wide world do you not pay taxes till you take it out?
Yeah.
I mean, your money is going to grow. It's going to be compound interest because you're not taking it out. So I recommend annuities. If you're 70 years old, you should have an annuity.
Are there any kind of qualifications for annuities? I know you with a
yes,
life settlement.
Yes, there's a little bit. Right. And I said 70. I mean, if you're retiring, you should put it in annuities. If you're 50 years old, it's a long time to retirement, but if you want to build your nest egg, that's the way to build it. So it's a builder, and then it's also a payout. So let me mention that, both of them.
Okay. And that's with annuities.
That's with annuities.
Okay. Any qualifications?
And remember the bonuses. Remember those bonuses.
Yes.
The 12% and the 17%. Remember what all you get with your bonuses. You get a bonus every year when you put more money in. Remember that. And remember, it's 12% plus what it makes the first year.
Are those bonuses, are they going to, like, come and go? Because I know at one point...
They're going to come and go, yes.
Okay.
They're going to come and go.
So people should kind of get on it relatively soon.
Yeah, they should call us, talk to us about it, make an appointment. We'll do some annuities. We'll do life settlements. Whatever they feel like is right for their family.
Okay. Some people do one or the other. Some people do both. It just kind of really depends.
Well, and we've got a lot of customers lately that are in life settlements, and because of their age, they're starting now to drift over to annuities. So, you know, you can do either one or both.
Okay. For life settlements, you do need to be accredited, though. And so what does that mean?
That means that you must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your house. And we had some nice people come this last week, and when I first talked to them, it sounded to me like they weren't accredited. And I thought, I can't believe that. This man is in business for himself. And when his wife told him, you know, that I wanted to be sure they were, he added everything up. Of course he's worth way over $1 million. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, he's been in business in Texas, you know, for 25 years, and he is successful. He does have money, but sometimes people don't add it up.
Yeah, and you say that happens a lot. People will think that they're not accredited. They'll go back, run the numbers, and all of a sudden they're not only just accredited, but they're well above accredited. So it is worth going back to take a look, right?
That's right. So you always add it up and see what you're worth, or look at what your bonus was in addition to what you made last year.
Yeah, that's true, too. And a lot of times people will forget things. They'll forget old 401ks that may have been sitting out there for years and years, or, you know, some other, you know, property or some kind of asset that they have forgotten. So it is worth going back to take a look and see. So this coming week, I know Labor Day is on Monday. I assume you'll be closed Monday, right?
We will be closed. Everybody in America is going to close for Labor Day. Didn't you know that? It is an employee's get out of jail card. Every employee is going to be off, I guarantee. They're going to be somewhere. As hot as it is, though, they probably won't be taking a road trip.
No, no.
It's too hot for a road trip.
It's just time to lay down and take a nap.
That's right. Yes. Get under that shade tree and don't get out.
Yeah. But you will be open Tuesday through the rest of the week. We'll be business as usual. So
we will take calls every day. You can call, talk to me about it. Whichever one you're interested in, we'll make an appointment. We'll have you come over to Midland, and, you know, if you live in Big Spring, at Lubbock, wherever you live, doesn't
wherever.
Matter.
Yeah, you'll talk to people.
We'll have
over.
You come in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call, make an appointment, get information, or get started?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.